Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lila with some bedtime stories, and I'd like to share them with you. I'm here with Dean Val, and with him and is our dear friend Tim Von Pinon. I'll be reading from the book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Dwayne, the great writer. And then we'll discuss parts of the chapter. And if you'd sure like to join in, please do. We'd love to hear what you have to, you're thinking about. Okay. The new student, after years of preparation, is granted a wonderful view from the top of the psychic realms to where they say, and they can see their future ideas and creations as they will be coming forth. But always keep in mind that they have the right and the free will to change whatever they want. A person's dream visions are a guidepost and not set in stone. But along with their decided avenue, those who are the most unaware continually accept what is told to them by others. And so, as long as they agree, then it becomes their way of life. I always suggest a real study of human history for everyone who wants to see where they have been. With many lifetimes they've been here, a real study means more than just skimming the surface, but seeing each part and how it fits the choices that we've made. Everything should be compared to the all is and real freedom. This is the best position to use as a pivoting point of comparison. In the world of humans, most people compare illusion to illusion. And so this is why the masses look to everything which is not actually real and true. The rep systems have had their followers accept what they have created. And so doing so, most people have given away their own life to support others. The real guides work with each other and not for each other. Of course, they have what humans do not have, and that is the real awareness of what is real. It's a struggle for sure to gain true liberation that each is looking for. And so, to a new position, it must be determined by those who want to see beyond all the business fronts of the existing establishments. The physical realm, along with the astral, causal, mental, and etheric, have their place in their own reality and are part of the many places in life. But they are not the central reality and the all that is. And so to compare rocks to rocks does not make real sense. This is why each person must gain real experience above the psychic realms and into the wonderful real universes, so as to have the best comparison of their own unique position in life. So we see that a person's dream visions play one of the most important parts in one's life while they are still here and unaware of the true reality. No individual has to be part of what they do not want in their life. Too many people accept what is said and done by others The future is not set for anyone, even with the prophetic predictions from the rep systems. There is a basic karmic pattern which society and each person has developed. But once one becomes the new student, they have a greater advantage of changing all the old causes. If a person continues their course of action according to what they have always known, then it will come out so. But their course is not set by any good or outside influence, but only their own will do what they choose. The belief system businesses have intimidated humans since the first campfire gatherings. They have contrived and implemented harsh rules and regulations upon the psychic of the personal mind and emotions of the unaware. And so it has been a drastic relationship of historical cruelty which has taken place from all the controlling self-appointed authorities. It is so that each person has a body here, but once a person learns that they have many other levels of life to exist in, they will not be concerned for this physical shell, because it will grow old and blow away with the dust. And once again, someday, the real guides teach the universal positioning by doing the new you sessions as set forth by the new man, the new wave. Once one starts having real experiences with the real guides and begins to enter the higher realms of the real universes of real freedom, where there are no gods or commandments and darkness. Do you want to comment on that, someone?
Yeah. Hi, Lila. You read about people comparing illusion to illusion instead of illusion to the all is. And that's very interesting, because the comparison we talk about all the time, well, it's best to compare everything, all yourself, to the all is, because that's how you align yourself to this reality, and it's just best for your survival. So I'll go through all the different bodies we have and how that you could see it working. Well, the physical, when we talk about, you know, get a decent diet, rest, exercise, you know, keep your body reasonably healthy, because this is the vehicle you have in the physical. So take care of it. Take care of yourself. You don't necessarily have to be a purist about it, but this is the vehicle you have. The better, you know, it's working condition, the more, well, the, you can focus, you know, aligning and focusing it on the is. I mean, it doesn't matter actually if you're sick or not, but if you're healthy, well, I prefer healthy to being sick. But, you know, if you are sick, it's okay too. Just align yourself with the focus on the is. Now, emotionally, the next level is the astral level. So that's like most people don't really realize they have five bodies. So you take some time to consider each of these bodies separately. So we did the physical. Well, then we have the emotional part of ourselves. So look at how you're feeling about things. What triggers your emotions? How you react to things? How you're sensitive to certain things? Take a look at that. See if you can align it again with the isness. This all is. This reality. Instead of just going off on some wild emotional trip, you know, which may feel good, maybe doesn't feel good, but if you align yourself with the isness, with your emotions, again, you're better off. Then look at the causal body, that's your memory body. So what are you constantly thinking about in the past? It could be the future too. So are you in the present, or are you constantly thinking about the past or the future? Again, if you're in the now, you're better off in terms of relating to and aligning to the isness. Next is the mental body. This is the ideas that you have, what you're thinking about. Again, think about the is, or consider the is. Most of our day is very routine, so we don't even, unless we have a mental job, we're not really thinking about anything particular, and we don't really need it that much. We're almost robotic in our day-to-day life. So why not put your attention on your mind on this this reality, this isness? And then there's the subconscious body, which is closest to the real awareness. So here, really tune into your intuition, your insights, to your imagination, and use all those faculties you have to align yourself to what you consider the reality to be, this all is, this isness reality to be. I don't think anybody expects you to have the answer to what it is, but you can start your journey towards it or towards recognizing it by aligning all your bodies to it, to this reality that is very difficult. It's challenging for most people to even wrap themselves around, because to the literal mind, it doesn't exist. But that's why the subconscious, the intuitive, your insights and your imagination can get closer to it. So use those qualities you have, and you can, all your bodies are in alignment, and you have a better survival. And seeing the new you, and you're in pretty good shape, I'd say. Lila? Yeah?
Absolutely, you're in good shape. When you do that new you constantly, morning and night for a while, that keeps your inner bodies energized. And you, your responsibility, you keep your outer body energized. Now, here's something fun. If a person has a dream that forecasts impending danger with another, then those two people can work out their situation on the etheric, subconscious level, and transform the situation into a much better event, or sidestep it altogether. This is no different than what the business world does if a new direction is to be made. Most people have been taught to be more negative than real. Situations always change here and bring grief. But once we are better prepared for what will happen and have a true insight to handle it, then we're fine. The positive area of life has its place, and it is a step. But to perceive a real science supersedes all else. Again, it is making a comparison with what is real. The true reality and each choice that we make in our lives. And so, with real experience from the real guides, one soon begins to get a new view so that they can make better choices. Gaining real freedom completes all the values that one is looking for. Now, we come to the archetypical dream. When new experiences come into one's dreams from out of the ordinary of their everyday life, it is usually the real guides providing real experiences that open up the unconscious dream area of a person. This is a gift and a fortunate occasion for one, as the sound light reality is gently entering into the real awareness from the real universes. The real light becomes the true knowledge as one scales the great mountain of the is. Only those who become the new students of the new real guides have this privilege. Anyone can use the new sound, the new you, but only those who make a real commitment will be guided into the real universes this lifetime. The real guides provide a real strength builder like no one else, and nothing can match what they can do. It's like the difference between Ramses pleading to his birdhead god and Moses parting the Red Sea. There is no comparison. Today, none of the psychic tricks of the past will work. Even because the gods of man are different and they have learned that they can outdo the lords of karma who rule them. This is why the saviors and saints of the past have not returned, nor will they, because they pray to their own egos, and some are still praying for their showtime while they're here on earth. Today, things are gauged by the amount of money that's made from a product or a so-called service. When a new movie comes out, no matter if it has any social redeeming faculties, it is judged by the amount it took in at the box office. I hear this idea all the time with people I relate to in the business world. They are so swayed by something the public jumps on, just like the Cabbage Patch doll craze, which has been over for a long time, and a lot of people have a bunch of dolls in their closet. For the most part, whatever has the least amount of value, humans will go for it right away. With the world as it is now, it would make more sense to get back to the basics. And the real food in one's yard, instead of having the big swimming pool with all the fine landscapes a person will never be able to eat. But of course, humans don't seem to mind eating processed GMO, chemically produced things that really appear like food because they are so nicely wrapped as they cruise down the aisles in their supermarkets with their cell phones to their heads, taking with all the microphones and talking with all the microphones. There is a real connection for humans that is taking place right now. And who is it that will listen to their inner voice? The great gift of the real universal guides lies within a person's dream visions, and it seeps into the outer personal self and reveals itself to one as becoming more aware. As the archetypal dream demonstrates itself, a person will begin to experience new symbols to explore. The real guides are always stretching the imagination of the dreamer to where they eventually venture out beyond their self-made boundaries and begin to see the twilight of the worlds beyond. This then becomes the most exciting time for the new student as they go beyond the normal created standards set down by the authoritarians. When anyone reads my new books and begins to have real experiences with Riva Tartars and the real guides, they'll understand the nowness of the is. The new symbols will refer to the various levels of the individual so as to enhance their whole being, which will eventually enter the human awareness and add to their own lifestyle. The idea is here, it's always to have fun with the new education that one's having, as though one is experiencing their youth again. All of us have an intuition, and it is okay to use it instead of always trying to figure out our lives and the whole of life with mental observations, literal interpretations, and emotional imaging. In reality, as beings of light, we have no age or distinction as there is here, but a great being isness like nothing else. I have been through so much to get to this moment to share, so enjoy it and take a risk and do better for yourself. It's always important to learn to evaluate the dream visions as best one can, because sometimes a lot rides on the outcome of the interpretation. Would you like to make a comment on that? Ron?
Tim.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's so much about how important it is when we get to a point of all these lifetimes to make the real commitment to get some real guidance and a real education. And that sounds like it's provided by a person showing the real guides that he does the new you sessions as a an effort to, I guess you'd call, better ourselves, instead of staying the same, looking for ways to not have to be in these psych realms anymore, to have the comparison of what the psych realms experiences have been to all of us in all these different lifetimes, and how this new presentation is such a gift that, like when you were first reading tonight, how important new sessions are. Duane was saying after years of preparation, that a person gets the gift of being granted to view from the top of the psych realms all the experiences and things in these psych realms. And that it gives us the chance to change our course instead of staying the same and being in these religions and having beliefs and hope and faith and things that just seem to bring us back over and over in these psych realms that we don't get out. We think that's what life is all about, that there's some God that we need to worship and pray and obey and the commandments that are laid down, or else we're going to suffer forever. And it's just, it is like we're in some kind of a nightmare dream here in the psych realms, that maybe we get to the point where we want to wake up from it and find out that life is wonderful, instead of all kinds of violence and suffering and all these things that we see taking place, people controlling other people and making them slaves, or all the things that we see as things that we don't like to experience, that we'll have a comparison to how wonderful life is not to have these authoritarians and living in these psych realms of hard lessons anymore.
Now a whole psychological framework is almost everyone is. They're coming into this world for many past lives and experiences, and bringing with them the main ideas all of us have grown accustomed to. One of the most prevalent ideas is that of family and relationships. Again, whatever a person chooses in their life and how they want to live it is up to them, as everything is okay. My point of reference here is to provide objective views so the new student can work through their own situations a lot faster and with less drama and continued issues in the same limited areas. I had parents here, and when they left this world, I allowed them the complete freedom of no emotional or mental ties from me, as I see them as unique individuals on their own journey through life. This is how life really is, but from the human mind and emotions, the strangest attachments have been formed and agreed to. I'm not saying that one should give up anything, but one's life can make more sense, and there can be a much better understanding with communication and relationships when all parties involved have real guidance and a real education. About the real universes and a real life that is so much better than anything created here. Most humans will defy rebel at that what I am presenting and rebel at what I am presenting. And it's because they are still too encumbered with secondary information and lack any real education along the lines of the whole of life. Too many, this would seem like a harsh criticism, but in no way is it. Because for those who truly do understand what I'm presenting, they can see for themselves that I am only here to provide a real service. Dreams can and are classified as an intermediary product of the psychic process. It's always an interesting and fascinating projected particular, which always occurs at the threshold of what is termed as consciousness, where one is at the point of awakening and asleep, the dream vision begins to appear as a person moves into the realm of ease and gracefully allows their awareness to slip into the next vehicle and dimension for exploration. The real awareness of each person never sleeps, even though the personal self does. This is how the true reality is. Just like the sun in the sky, it is always awake and aware. We can call this transversion a state of mind in the lower realms, because for the most part, one is moving their awareness from their personal senses into another vehicle, mainly that of the emotional and astral body, and sometimes the causal and mental body. It's always fun to watch ourselves go to sleep and see if we can catch that moment when the personal mind gives up and gives way to the and says, let's go. There is a great difference between the real awareness and the old term of consciousness. Here again is where most people are misinformed about the various levels and dimensions of life, as the idea of consciousness is from a created position and with the gods of man and all that applies to the lower realms, and those ideas and ideals dealing with spiritual things. Each one of us does create while we are in the lower realms, but these creations are not at all us. No matter how long a person holds on to the so-called beliefs and attitudes, they are merely a phenomenon that one has established for themselves while they are still unconscious to the true reality. Human history has a lot of interesting stories about dreams and their relationships with people and the events of this world. But our main concern here is for the individual and not what the masses look to or what they're deciding. One can save someone else in the true sense. It is true that we can help and assist others. But when it comes right down to it, each person has to learn to save themselves, as there is always a determining factor of what each of us chooses as our way of survival and salvation. The old idea there will be a savior to remedy what mankind has chosen all along as a fairy tale. And so are most of the pretty promises set forth by the political demonstrators, those who are hired to manage the affairs of others. There's only one main guarantee with what humans decide while they are on this planet, and that is there will always be another takeover from those who see that people can be led like sheep, and they soon forget about the past and once again fall asleep to the dastardly deeds of others. Humans are always chasing rainbows, but on the wrong levels and into the strangest dimensions. Yes, there is already something wonderful for everyone, but it must be done a step at a time and must be authentic and make real sense. The ancient doctrines that have been created on this world are not authentic. They have become marketing tactics. Nothing that is found in the ground is authentic, except the dirt itself. Here again is a huge psychological drama that has been created for the viewing audiences. And just like all those people who go to the political caucuses every year to hopefully find the right candidate who will right all the wrongs almost indiscriminately, educated people keep thinking in their minds they will eventually have what they want from someone like them who does not know anything. The real guides see each person as unique, not as a mass. This is how the true reality is, as opposed to the rep systems who want their herds to all think the same and agree to their self-made demands and coordinates. From all the human history, where is it that a politician or a church saved a person in the true sense? It can never happen, because no matter how well a person is educated here and how witty and smart they are, there's no match for the real gods. The belief systems have marketed the idea that anyone and someone else can save that person. And for the most part, a person cannot even save themselves unless they give themselves to the ideas of the church. It is not hard for anyone to check in their dream visions on the upper levels if Jesus or any of the other saints has anything to do with the belief system businesses on this planet. There are many notorious entities in the astral worlds who in fact impersonate Jesus and others as practical jokes. It's more than easy to fool those in the human state, as this is more than evident with what's taking place on the earth today. With the social structure of today, most people are simply shoved into a line and given a number, and most are willing to do it. The real guides watch closely for those who are all willing to jump the fence, so to speak. Of the standard operating procedures of the space-time controllers, the great reality is unique, and so it is that all of us are the very same. Everything in a person's life is very important, just like all the parts that make a car run. Everything about a person is essential. And so, with all the wonderful knowledge that is being provided here, each and every person can do better. There has always been a sincere awareness about dreams and their relationship by people of every order of life. For the most part, those who have significant dream visions usually keep them to themselves for the simple reason of persecution and being different. Here again, we have a social consciousness which has been driven by the rep systems to consider life in particular grooves and considerations, according to the authoritativeness of an official person. Those who have a real awareness of providing a true benefit must always exhibit a stepping forwardness and stand up for what they have experienced and discovered. As one learns to interpret their own intuition about their life, they will not be concerned over the illusionary conditioning of those who continually agree with the standards that have been established by those who cling to their demise. The real gods say very little as they demonstrate real truth for those who are ready to perceive it. What they present and what I'm presenting here is not for the faint of heart, but for those who want the thrills of living they have always been looking for. Life is a wonderful and beautiful, sincere moment. And it's always right now. Can somebody?
Yes, you talked about slipping into other dimensions. It's kind of interesting. I was looking at a Netflix series the other night called something as Shadow of the Moon. It was called, it was an action thriller. And this woman was apparently able to use a portal to come back from the future into the present day. She could only do this, though, at a certain time of the year when the moon was in a certain position. But it created a portal that she could travel through. And this is sometimes the way the other beings can enter in the physical. We have a seer that one of our new friends, she has a portal in her closet, actually at her home. She had so much activity here that Dwayne asked her to close it because there were just too many visitors and too much going on through this portal. Because once the beings from another dimension found it, they were using it quite extensively, and it was just too much after a while. And who knows who's coming? Uninvited guests in your house, who knows who's coming in, you know. So these things are very real, the wormholes and different dimensional doorways that we can find, have some adventure with. It's kind of interesting. And the other thing you mentioned, Lila, was about, well, relationships. The real guides can help one with relationships. If there's something that's somebody that's bugging you, or you just can't shake something, or somebody's in your space, so to speak, you can ask the real guides to release the tap lines you have of this person, and they will help you to see your attachment with the person, and if you want to let go of that, they'll help you with that, because these tap lines are actually like rods or lines connected to the back of you, mainly to the back of you along the spine. In the astral, you can see these tap lines. So they're usually related to somebody you have an attachment to, or an idea or anything, but really relationships is a big one. So you can ask the real guides, Rebbe Zartarz and Dwayne Paul, to release these tap lines for you and see what happens.
Yeah, releasing those tap lines. There's a freedom. You can really feel that your back feels great. It doesn't feel as heavy nor as stiff as it was. You actually are better. You feel well. I didn't know those tap lines were so darn heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, because that means they're heavy to the past, that you don't need that negativity in your life. In ancient times, there were professionals who perceptively worked with dreams. Among the Babylonians, Assyrians, Arabs, and Egyptians, so many of these people had achieved status in the arts and sciences of the times. And who were not superstitious and barbarians? Here again, a comparison comes into play. As those who were sincere seekers in the unknown areas of dreams versus the church and their view about others who would be their competition. There really is no versus, one with the other, or competition. But this is the thinking on the part of the ancient belief systems as they ruled with an iron fist and a ruthlessness of destruction. As they embedded fear into most people over the ages, it is really them who are so afraid of at least being equal to others, so that they must rule and be number one. As the real guides have taught their students through human history, and those brave enough to go out and weather the storm, what they presented to the public was usually shunned, and those who attempt to continue were gotten rid of. Anything which did not agree to present religious dogma and that at the time was branded evil and superstitious. So we have the old church and what it has brought with it through thousands of years, and that is the actual and original superstition from ancient times itself. If religion is a true actuality, then blatant fear, intimidation, historical murder, the fear of God, rewritten dogmatic doctrines, and cursed upon hell and damnation have become the higher attributes of this life and the one beyond. How can this make any sensible sense? Where the real freedom without restriction has never mentioned or demonstrated overall. The belief systems have created your typical business model for the unscrupulous, and they control the political arena of men. This is not a criticism, but actualities from their own historical accounts. There have been so many in human history who have tried to provide a real benefit to mankind. Yet the power mongers have always suppressed the most vital information so as to keep the people slaves to those with the ball and chain. Each and every person has a right to discover their own true ability and genuine value, which is who they are really and are already. Because the masses have been taught to look to others, they feel so insecure to finally have the right and real information to figure out their own lives for themselves. I see everyone as unique, even those dolls who ploy others with their sophistication of worthless values. Those who have built monuments to themselves are usually the ones who are the most notorious and at some point in history always found out. An example is President Roosevelt, who very well knew the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor prior to World War II. It was all a ploy to get into the war, and American lives meant nothing. Yet these historical figures are praised for what they've done. I could go through history like you wouldn't believe, but that will only be another book. For those who are sincere and want to know real truth, they will be shown the Universal Files by the New League of the Real Universal Guides. And so we're on the right track here, people. You just come back next Thursday and we will continue to give you the real universal guides, and you will get to know them. And It's time now to close the book on our bedtime stories. I hope you've enjoyed this evening. It's been great. We've given you a lot of things now to think about and dream about. And let's all sing the new you and close and bless everyone who's listened to tonight. I hope you've enjoyed these stories and will take them to heart. Tim? Val? Good night.
Good night. Happy dreams. Thanks.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Wiley.
Yeah. Sure. See ya.